We are in the age that the rapture will take place. The seed that was planted at Pentecost, it died at Nazir, but it sprang up again through this last three church ages. We are the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, that we are destroyed totally, so that what salvation is all about, people didn't know it again. And up till now, they are still in the confusion that Satan unleashed against the church during the dark ages. Christianity has been misrepresented, misplaced, wrongly taught, and the devil succeeded. When you go to any church and you see women not covering their hair, your hair is your glory. It means that church, the word of God, is not protected. But the word of God is the glory of God. When you see them sitting down there with their hair uncovered, watch very well. This will be confirmed there. The word of God is not protected. So that you know how to identify a true church. And when you see women cutting their hair, it means that church has come to an estate where the word of God is now also cut, removed. They don't accept the totality of the word anymore. That is where you will see the bar of the gospel has been lowered. And they do that to enable everybody to come into the church. There are some of these churches, if you see them, if you hear their history of how they started and where they are today, then you will understand the story of Samson. By the time the church reached that estate, Samson's hair has been completely removed. The word of God completely scraped out of the church. Immediately Samson's hair was removed, they had another target. They removed his eye. That's the reason why the whole church, only one man, they see vision. Only one man be prophet. The rest of you, God, your eye has been plucked off. No more gifts. But more importantly, no more revelation. The church of Jesus Christ, no more revelation. Can we pick our Bibles? Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. It's a popular scripture, but I just read it for emphasis. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man, that the woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. You open again Daniel chapter 12. Please pay close attention. The book of Daniel, that character Daniel, amen, is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. Is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. Church, listen, I was meditating over something very, very seriously. And I have every reason to believe that we are in the age that the rapture will take place. The seed that was planted at Pentecost, it died at Nazir, but it sprang up again through this last three church ages. We are the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost that were destroyed totally, so that what salvation is all about, people didn't know it again. And up to now, up to this moment, and permit me to say this, including people who are, some people who are in this ministry now. Up to now, they are still in the confusion that Satan unleashed against the church during the dark ages. Christianity has been misrepresented, misplaced, wrongly taught. And the devil succeeded. Now, how many people are watching to go to heaven? How many people, even sitting down here now, your priority first and foremost in life is that you will make eternal life? How many? How do you know? How do you know? That is why Daniel is there. What is your interest as a believer? What is foremost before you? That is what determines your pursuit in life. That is what guides your pursuit in life. The average Christian now has been taken over by the spirit of Mammon. The average Christian, I repeat, because Christianity has been presented to look as if, you know, it's a marketplace. It's not a marketplace. We are the evidence, that is how we are presented. The evidence that you are on is what material things you acquire. Unbelievers are pursuing money. Christians are pursuing money the same way that people who don't have a hope pursue. It's difficult for people like me to preach this gospel. It's so hard. Somebody say, why do you preach like that? Why do you preach like that? It's not me. It's the understanding that I have. Hallelujah. To see somebody who had opportunity to escape like Lot's wife, escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world by the privilege God gave you to see this end time message. And then you are there like Lot. When Jesus Christ said, remember Lot's wife, he was looking at this age. You had the truth, you pull out. Nothing to show other than you change address. And there are many of you who are here, I repeat, many. You know, I don't say all because I say many. That you are here, you are not here because of revelation. Christianity now, you know, I was not thinking, you know, somebody sent me a text. He's so angry that I'm calling Lazarus Umoka's name. You know, we received that. You know, when you touch their idols, they fight you back. And the thought that came to me is, if we are truly one, why should we have more than one church in this estate? Why should we have one here, have another one there again? It's because we are not one, we are two. This is why Christianity has come. Now we become politicians. Anytime many of you left your former church, is because you were they offended you. Not because of doctrine, it's because your ego was touched. Your pride was touched. And sometimes you don't even know that God allows it for you to know your estate spiritually. Amen. Many, many. Praise the Lord. Many of you were in charge of one thing or the other in your church. When they remove you from there, you leave the church. Then you start to speak against that church. But while you were in that position, That's the best church in Lagos. And you think you are following God. You are not following God anything. You are the people creating problems for us in this ministry because you are not here for revelation. There are many ministers that left this church to go and open shop. What did they open that shop for that they call ministry? It's man must work. Yet they were here, hearing what we are saying. Now, I'm not saying you cannot live here to go and open. God can lead you to leave this place. God can lead you. Don't stay here because of what I am saying. If for any reason you have reason to live here, feel free and go. But it's my responsibility to lay things right. That if you want to go, make sure you are going and you are in the will of God. And when you go, with a peep through window to hear what they talk. To know whether you caught it or you are going to open shop. Man must work. Because that is it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But listen, there was a Daniel in Babylon that had a privilege that other Jews did not have. There are Christians in this modern day Babylon that have the privilege of having revelation of divine agenda for salvation that many Christians don't know. And I can tell you from this pulpit is one of them. It's one of them. Every day I see reason to follow this way, no matter what it costs me. I will face all manner of things, but it will never change my position. And because I know it will cost me some things, but I will stand firm because I know we are traveling the right direction. Daniel was in Babylon. Daniel was in Babylon, but his heart was in the promised land. Take note, Daniel was in Babylon, but his heart was not in Babylon. We are in this world, but not of this world. That statement is not a song, it's a fact for all of us who are heaven bound. This is not yet our world. If you are thinking to enjoy like the people of the world, this is not the time for that enjoyment. Church, this is not yet the time. Jesus Christ knew that he would be a king one day. He knew it. And they knew that he is a king. They wanted to crown him. He refused. He said, my kingdom is not yet. It's not of this world. He is coming to rule here, but not now. Brethren, we are coming to rule here. Amen. I will rule here. I will rule on earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Daniel was given an agenda. And this agenda is going to be fulfilled. And at the end, the last chapter, chapter 12, Daniel chapter 12. Amen. Verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked. And behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river, the angels that were giving him this revelation. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I had the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. That is concerning the last week of the 70-week period that was given to him. Then in verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Give me revelation. I want to know. And he said, go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried during the church ages. During the tribulation period. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. And the most wicked people on earth are the people who go to church, whole Bible, they are preachers, they are ministers, they are speaking in tongues, they are seeing vision, they are gifted brothers and sisters, and yet live exactly like the people who are unbelievers, even worse than that. You are the wicked ones, heartless people, no fear of God, nothing. Then he added, but the wise shall understand. And why do I make reference to Daniel? Because he is described in Babylon among the wise ones. Even in the captivity, there was something special about him that attracted the attention of the king to bring him to the palace. That's why he alone had the wisdom of interpreting the dream. In fact, the dreams. And he alone had the privilege of God to show him things that will come to pass. And he thought it will happen in his own time. And God was telling him, just go your way. Just go your way. These things will happen at the end of time. And brethren, this is the time he was referring to. This is the time of the end. Remember that after the rapture, only 7 more years left for us to come back and rule this earth for 1,000 years. Only 7 more years for him to come, scatter these kingdoms, and establish the kingdom of righteousness. Now, this thing I'm speaking, if you have been in this church for up to 1 year and you don't understand what I am saying, then begin to question yourself. Are you among the wise or foolish ones? Because you can only walk correctly based on your right understanding. If you hold this book and you live contrary to this book, Bible, it is because you are not understanding what you are reading. Or maybe you are just holding it and not even reading it. We say things that will position you in this age. Satan is no more killing people to stop the spread of the gospel. What Satan is doing is to pervert the gospel, to make you think you are holding onto the truth. Deception. To make you think you have the Holy Ghost, you are going to heaven. Meanwhile, heaven, your name, not even there. If they ask an angel in the church, you know his name, he will say, in there among here. So it's important that we stress these things. We continue to repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Maybe one day, a seed of God that is living a careless life will see the need to repent and take your eternal destination seriously. Christians live a life of contentment. Whatever you are pursuing, you are pursuing to be content so that you don't become a beggar. We don't compete with anybody because somebody, some other pastor is riding a private jet. Therefore, me too, I want to arrive like him. I will struggle and buy a private jet. No. No, 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 no. Because this pastor bought this type of car. Me too, I must buy that type of car. Anytime your mind is going to search like that, you don't know that you are going further and further and further from your destination. You are risking your life. That's why he said, let your eye be single. Be single. Stop having this cross eye. One eye, they look heaven. Another eye, they look material things here. you are not focused. You will miss it. You will miss it. You will miss it. That is the reason why going to church to gather and worship with fellow brethren is difficult for you. But if you are invited to a party, you rush there. You rush to your town meeting. The reason is because you know the benefit of belonging to a town meeting. If you also knew the benefit of coming to fellowship together in a church, the same seal you will apply even more than you apply when you are going to work. You will go to work, you will never be late. But when you are going to church, you will be late. You are going to work, going to social gathering, going for interview, go and meet personalities, you will check the dress you wear. But going to church, you will dress like Alabaro. Dress like a mechanic. Dress like a beggar. The people I pity the most are people whom God blessed. They will park their fine cars at home and enter Okada and come to church. They select the dress they wear so that people will not know that they are blessed. If you cannot show, not show off, but reflect God's blessings in your life, the way you live your life, that itself is a testimony. It's a testimony. What you didn't have? Did you pretend to have? What do you have now? You are pretending not to have. It is a reflection of your understanding of who this God is. When He blesses you, then give glory to Him who has blessed you. That's the truth. He said the wise will understand. Remember, there are the foolish and there's the wise virgins. And I pray that God will cause us to be saying things in this ministry that will pierce through the flesh and get to the root of the soul. Because I hear more amen when I make pronouncement that anybody that will stand against your way this year, he will go down. Everybody, amen. That amen goes louder than if I say, whatever happens, this heaven we shall go. Because it's only people who are determined to go into heaven that will answer, amen. If I say this year, before the end of this year, cars, everybody will have a car, they will jump, amen. But if I say anything, Jesus is coming soon. Somebody will say, I'll never marry you. Because you're going to take your wife to heaven. You're going to take your husband to heaven. I'm stressing this so that you take seriously what we are saying here. This ministry is raised up for home going. Home going. You see, they didn't answer amen. Okay. No, I didn't say you should tell me amen. You are not happy that you are in a gathering of people preparing to go home. Amen. Hallelujah. But some people said amen. Some people said amen. Some people said, which home? Like, here we day. I must build my house for Lagos. Where we are. This one, the riches of the hidden belong to us. They belong to us, not here. It's in the millennium. Let them gather, finish. We are coming to wipe them away and take over this earth. It's not now. Amen. How many people are ready to go to heaven? No, put down your hand. You didn't hear my English. I didn't say how many people want to go to heaven. No, everybody wants to go to heaven. Who knows one better thing? But how many people are ready to go to heaven? It is those who want to go to heaven that produce that song. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration. And I am my wedding garment. So how many people are ready to go now? Let me see your hand now. Your wedding garment is ready. You have made your consecration. You are ready now. If it comes now, bam, you will go. You are sure. God forbid, if you die now, you will be with him. How many people? Clap your hands. Okay, I'm free now to talk. I'm free now. I'm free. We are many.